¿Qué tal? Os damos la bienvenida a los 40 Classic. Hoy estamos con una cantante, compositora, con una número uno muy especial a la que todos queremos mucho. Y además ha venido gente, audiencia de los 40 Classic de diferentes ciudades para seguir esta charla y este encuentro con Susan Vega. ¿Qué tal, Susan? Welcome to los 40 Classic. Un aplauso, porque se nota que estáis y que habéis venido y que sois fans de la autora de Tom's Dinner o de Luca, por ejemplo, y que hace poco ha estado celebrando su 30 aniversario del disco Solitude Standing, con números uno como estas canciones que comentábamos, y ahora está de visita a España. Very pleased to have you, muy contentos de estar aquí contigo, Susan.
Gracias.
You do speak Spanish. ¿Tú hablas español?
Un poquitito.
Un poquitito, porque sí. Susan nació en California, pero a los 2 años ya estaba viviendo en Nueva York, en el Spanish Harlem.
Sí.
Allí empezaste a, entre otras cosas, aprender castellano. You did start learning Spanish and speaking and, I don't know, if singing.
Yes, all three of those things. I grew up in a family where my stepfather was Puerto Rican, and his first language was Spanish, and so I used to spend time with his mother, my abuelita, and she used to sing to me in Spanish, and she taught me so I can speak in very simple language. I was about his age when I was speaking Spanish, so I can say all the things that you say when you're a child.
Empezaste a cantar, you did start singing to your brothers.
My brothers and sister.
Yeah.
When I was very young. Yeah, I was the oldest of 4 children, and so I was often told to go make them be quiet, and so that was my way of doing it, was to go and sing. That was my beginning.
And was it in English or sometimes in Spanish?
I sang to my brothers and sisters in English, but my grandmother sang me songs in Spanish, and then later on when I was in high school, I joined a group called Saludos Amigos, and we sang all kinds of songs in Spanish, La Bamba, and all this kind of thing.
Tienes muchas, do you have lots of experiences about your story, Luca, the people writing you their private stories, la gente contándote sus historias personales?
Yes, all kinds of stories. Some are very sad and some are not so sad. Some tell me of their own experiences with abuse, but some also write to tell me that they named their child Luca, or they named their dog Luca, or they named their cat Luca, because it became a name that was popular after the song. So I've heard so many kinds of stories.
Sí, sí, Luca es un nombre que se puso de moda, y so Luca was and still is a very popular name after your song.
Yes. Yeah, when I first saw the name myself, I did not know if it was male or female. I didn't know what was the nationality of the person. And for that reason, I took it. I found it on a magazine that was delivered to my house. And I looked at it and I said, I wonder who this person is. And it turned out to be a child who lived upstairs from me. He was not abused. This was a sort of fantasy that I took from another situation and put together with the name. So when I saw the name, I said to myself, this is a very universal name. It's not male, it's not female, it's not from any particular culture. You know, it could be Middle Eastern, it could be Slovakian, I mean, it could be any kind of name. So I took it to write the song, and in the end it became a universal song because of the name.
You sometimes reveal that your songs are like children. Son and daughters, and then after the years they are growing and
they go into the world and they do what they do, and so yes, this is one of the bigger ones.
Entonces, en las giras que ahora estás haciendo, por ejemplo, la que te ha traído a Madrid hoy o el viernes a Bilbao con el Music Legends, donde también están los Beach Boys, canciones más recientes o conviven con las clásicas como Luca o Tom's Dinner. You mixed
I mixed them, yeah. I mixed the old songs, the ones that everybody knows. Some are the old songs that were not hits but that people know, songs like Queen and the Soldier and Gypsy. I mixed them with new songs, like I have a song called I Never Wear White, which is very popular, and so I mix it with things that are more current.
So you have a song saying that you never were white, and another song talking good things about black.
Yeah.
So that's definitive. Tiene una canción que dice que nunca viste de blanco y en otra que dice que el negro es lo más.
It's pretty definitive. I mean, I love wearing black. I've always worn black since I was a child, and it always gets a lot of comments. Even my own mother was like, "Why are you always wearing black? You know, but why don't you change to something more happy?" So I wrote the song to explain why I never wear white, which is, by the way, not always true. I have worn white several times, especially when I get married.